All right, next patient is Lawrence, Lawrence McCullough, MCCULLOUGH, 41969, 56-year-old gentleman with a history of stroke, right-sided weakness, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, bipolar disorder, gastroesophageal reflux, gastroparesis, and diabetic neuropathy, period. In the paragraph, patient has had multiple falls, to be exact, 5, because of recent TIA and stroke, has had multiple injections in his back because of his low back pain, period. He's had hospitalization related to psychiatric illness and his previous stroke. Allergies, azithromycin, Keflex, Lamictal. Family history, dad died of 1993 because of myocardial infarction. Mom had a history of breast cancer, died in 2020, and his sister in 2023 died of MDA, which left a huge mark on his life and his heart. Review of system, frequent falls, right-sided weakness, difficulty walking, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent. Uses a cane, but uses not to walk and just sit. Basically, couch-bound. Medical problems, hypertension, obesity, diabetes, and a stroke. Surgery, eye surgery times 2, knee surgery, right and left side, gallbladder surgery, hernia surgery. Patient is single, social, has never been married, has no children. Used to work at a grocery store in the past. Medication, Amaryl, 4 milligram, 2 tablets a day, lisinopril, 40 milligram, Limetoprol, 25 XL, once a day, Latruda, L-I-T-R-U-D-A, 40 milligram once a day, Reglan, 5 milligram, 4 times a day, Lipitor, 20 milligram a day, Neurontin, 300 milligram, 3 times a day, Lexapro, 10 milligram a day. O2 is at 100%, pulse is 100, the respiration is 18. Blood pressure is 160 over 80. Heart positive, swim positive, through lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no TBD, skin shows no rash around mucosal with hand lesion, right-sided weakness noted on his neurological examination, difficulty walking, and his gait's definitely disturbed. He uses a cane. Even with the cane, he's at a very high risk of fall. Assessment, 56-year-old gentleman, status post-stroke, now with history of falls, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension. Give me 1 second. Diabetic gastroparesis and chronic pain. Okay. Patient falls are mostly related to his previous stroke and or recurrent TIA, period. He uses a cane. Despite using a cane, he's at high risk of falls.
Remove it?
I better keep it, period. He also has issues with aspiration. He's lost weight. He doesn't know how much. Oh, somewhere in there put down he's originally from Arlington, Texas. A-R-L-I-N-G-A-T-O-A. Arlington, Texas. Overall prognosis remains poor. The caretaker has asked for palliative and hospice care evaluation since Mr. McCullough, M-C-C-U-L-L-O-U-G-H, does not want to go back and forth to the hospital, wants to be kept comfortable at home at the latter days of his life. Thank you.